Well, I think most of us have got the message by now that a good diet is key to good health. But a major European study released overnight has found that eating junk food can actually increase the risk of cancer. This study, led by the French National Institute for Health and Medical Research, has analysed the food intake from almost 500,000 adults across 10 European countries. And it's found that people who regularly ate food with a low nutritional value had a higher risk of cancer, especially cancers of the breast, prostate or rectum. The study has now called on food standard agencies worldwide, including here in Australia, to start putting front of package nutritional labelling on all foods to help consumers make healthier choices. Food scholar Melanie Deschazeau works for French National Institute for Health and Medical Research and is one of the authors of this study. She joins us from Paris. Melanie, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you.
Melanie, can you tell us the findings of the study, particularly in terms of the correlation between junk food or low nutritional value food and cancer?
The aim of the study was to specifically study one type of nutritional score that is behind a nutritional logo implemented in France called the Nutri-Score. And in this study, we tested this score and found out that people eating on average more food products with a low nutritional quality based on this score had a higher risk of developing cancer, and specifically the cancer that you quoted earlier.
So what sort of foods have a low nutritional score? What sort of foods are we talking about?
So the type of food with a low nutritional value are the ones that are high in energy, sugar, saturated fats and sodium, and low in fibers, fruits and vegetables and proteins. And for example, it can be a processed meat like salami, or pastries like the croissant, and beverages like cola, such a type of food that are typically qualified as junk food.
And that's in the supermarket, I suppose. Most fast foods would also qualify for that, yes?
Yes.
And so these sorts of foods, these high processed, high fat, high sugar, low fiber foods, in your survey, you surveyed nearly 500,000 people. How strong was the correlation between these low nutritional foods, a diet made up, you know, proportionately of those, and developing certain cancers? How did you make that link?
So we made the link. People that enter this study, which is called the EPIC cohort study, when they entered the study in the 1990s, they had to fill out a questionnaire on their usual eating habits. So, they filled out a questionnaire, and then based on this food that they filled out, we were able to calculate the score that we were interested in. And then based on some statistical model, we are able to link the nutritional quality of this food based on the score and the risk of cancer, because we study the people that develop cancer from their inclusion in the study till the end of the follow-up. And we take into account a lot of what we call confounding factors that may be polluting the associations between nutrition and health, for example, educational level or alcohol use, smoking status, that are usually associated both with a higher risk of cancer in this case and a low nutritional value of food consumed.
What about other confounding factors like genetic predisposition for something? I suppose that's hard for you to test for, but there might be, you know, exercise, levels of exercise, those kind of things. Did you take those into account in any way, or could you?
Yes, we took into account the physical activity level of participants that was assessed, same as the food, like at the beginning of the study. And for genetic susceptibility, we had information on some family history of cancer, for example, colorectal cancer and breast cancer, which gives some insight into the genetic susceptibility, but we didn't have more detailed information on this.
How would you describe the correlation between these low nutritional diets and cancer? How strong would you how strong a link would you say it is?
So in our study, we found that people with we divided the population into five groups based on their average nutritional value of the foods, and the people in the highest nutritional group compared to people in the lowest nutritional group had a 7% less chance of getting a cancer. And this effect size is not very large, but it is something that we are used to observe in nutritional epidemiology. And this is likely due to a lack of detail in the assessment of food by the questionnaire.
Okay, so 7% more chance. So, and that bears out other epidemiological studies. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 24 past six. Our guest is Melanie Deschasseaux with the French National Institute for Health and Medical Research. Melanie, France was the first country in the EU to introduce front of packaging nutrition labels. It's a mandatory scheme, not just for unhealthy foods, for all foods. It's called a Nutri-Score. Can you explain that labeling?
Yeah, so France implemented the Nutri-Score late 2017. So the Nutri-Score is a five-color system with five categories ranging from A, dark green, which means higher nutritional quality, to E, dark orange, which means a lower nutritional quality. And the colors are applied according to the score of the food calculating based on a nutrient profiling system, which originally was designed by the British Food Standards Agency. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a summary logo, basically. You have a letter and a color that says if the product is high or low nutritional value.
And it's only introduced last year. Has there been any measurement of whether it's made any difference in terms of people making healthier choices based on this front of packaging labels?
Yeah, so before its implementation, it has been tested a lot. Either in some research experimentation, for example, with online supermarkets or experimental supermarkets. And it has also been tested in real-life experimentation in supermarkets. And all this study showed that the Nutri-Score the front of pack Nutri-Score was able to help the consumer to improve the nutritional quality of their purchase. And this was even in those with low nutritional knowledge.
Okay, Melanie.
So that was found to be efficient.
Yes. Melanie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks.
Melanie Deschasseaux is with the French National Institute for Health and Medical Research and one of the authors of a major European report released overnight, which has found that there is a link between cancer and eating foods of low nutritional value. It was a massive study. Almost 500,000 people were part of this survey.